Texas is one of the states seeing a significant spike. Governor Greg Abbott said yesterday COVID-19 is spreading at an unacceptable rate. We're joined now via Skype by Austin's mayor, Steve Adler, a Democrat. Mayor, welcome.
It's good to be with you. Thanks for the invite.
Well, and Dr. Fauci told Congress yesterday that the next 2 weeks are going to be critical in Texas as we see cases growing. What are you doing to restrict the spread of the disease over the next 2 weeks?
Well, we're trying to change the culture and the conduct and the behavior in the city. We're trying to get people now to be much more diligent about wearing masks and doing the 6-foot distancing. You know, we were doing pretty good for a while, and then the governor started opening up the economy, took away the ability for cities to be able to enforce masking. And even though the governor encouraged people to continue masking and distancing, the message got confused and the discipline went away.
Do you think that the governor ought to do a statewide mandatory mask regulation at this point?
I think the governor should do a mandatory mask. He said that he doesn't want to do it statewide because there are parts of the state that he doesn't believe it would be appropriate. If he felt that way, I wouldn't mind him doing it in parts of the state. He has that ability as well. And just the messaging from the governor that this was important enough for him to mandate it, I think would be real effective and helpful messaging.
Why do you think there has been such growth in the number of cases and hospitalizations in Texas over the last few weeks? Do you think it's because of the reopening? Do you think it's because of the protest? Do you think it's because of people just not wearing masks or what?
I think it's the behavior has changed. I think there are a lot more close physical interactions between people. When you have that, the virus transfers. I think in part that happened because of the Memorial Day holiday, but I think it's also happened because we've opened up the economy and we have more people around other people. Anecdotally, we're not seeing a lot from the demonstrations right now, and that could be because almost all the demonstrators were wearing masks.
One of the things that we're seeing in the city of Austin is that Hispanic patients are making up 60% of hospitalizations in your county, even though they only account for about 32% of the population in Austin. Why do you think the problem is so much worse for Latinos?
You know, I think it's one of the cruel aspects of this virus is that it seeks out people that are both susceptible. And that's true of our Hispanic and Latinx population, beginning with the fact that they've now gone through generations of not having the same quality health care and access to fresh foods and the like. That's the institutional racism that's really come to the forefront here in nationally in the conversations. It's also because a disproportionate number of people in that community are our economic first responders. They're the people that don't have the ability to be able to stay home and work. It's the people that have had to be out stocking shelves. And these are people that just can't stay home. And therefore, they're putting themselves at greater risk. And then finally, I think a lot of people in that community, a disproportionate number, are living in households that are cross-generational. Mm-hmm. Or they're living in a family unit that's more susceptible.
Do you see a return to shelter at home or shutting businesses back down again in Austin?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I think that's ultimately a decision that the community is going to have to make. We're looking at the modeling right now, and if we continue on the current trajectory that we're on, my fear is that we may face that decision in the next 2 to 4 weeks because there's such a lag time. So you have to act early. But we're going to have to see really where the community will is. This is not so much about orders at that point, I think, as it is a community deciding what's right for them. If the governor's not going to let us do that, we can still make that choice.
As you're dealing with this spike there in Austin, and then you look on television and you see the president holding a big rally in Arizona, and a lot of people there are not wearing masks, and the president's not wearing a mask. And he's calling coronavirus the Kung Flu. What do you think when you see that?
I think that the president's messaging on this virus is one of the chief causes for the spread of the virus in my community and in my state, because it sends a confused and incorrect message. It is very difficult to watch because I know the impact that it's having on the ground in my community. I think it's irresponsible. the messaging that's coming from the president with respect to this virus. And it is the one of the biggest challenges that we have here locally. There are a lot of people in this community that understand the seriousness of this virus, but there are a lot of people here that they don't take it seriously, don't believe they can have an impact. And I think a lot of that comes from the messaging of our national leadership.
That is Steve Adler, the mayor of Austin, Texas. Mayor Adler, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.